Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians continues. Israel is using airstrikes to attack buildings in Gaza. Palestinian militants have fired scores of rockets at Israel. At least 24 Palestinians have been killed in a round of violence. News reports say two women have been killed in Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will intensify strikes against Palestinian militants in Gaza. A small part of a major U.S. fuel pipeline is back online. Colonial Pipeline had to shut down its network. It supplies about half the East Coast with its fuel. Cyber saboteurs are demanding a ransom to return the company's data. NPR's Greg Myrie reports President Biden says the thieves are in Russia, but the hack is not thought to be the work of the Russian government.
The FBI says this ransomware attack was carried out by a criminal group known as DarkSide, and Biden says it looks like they do operate from Russia, though he's not linking the group to the government. Now, DarkSide has been very active in recent months, and they tend to target big U.S. companies that can pay big ransoms.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. In North Carolina today, family members of Andrew Brown Jr. are expected to view more body camera footage from April 21st. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports that's when sheriff's deputies fatally shot the black man during an attempted arrest.
So far, family members of Andrew Brown Jr. have seen about a 20-second clip from a single body cam taken during the fatal shooting by Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies. According to court documents, about 2 hours of footage exist from five body cameras. Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Foster has ruled the family should be allowed to see roughly 20 minutes of that footage, which he's deemed appropriate under state law. He says the rest has no images of Brown. Meanwhile, civil rights activists are calling for release of all the tapes to the public and for a special prosecutor to oversee the local investigation. Foster has ruled that the video release should be delayed to protect the ongoing investigation. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Authorities in Russia say at least 8 people were killed and 16 injured in a school shooting in the city of Kazan, about 450 miles east of Moscow. NPR's Lucy and Kim reports from Moscow.
7 students and a teacher were among the victims of the shooting in school number 175 in Kazan, the capital of the oil-rich Tatarstan region. The regional governor told reporters a 19-year-old graduate of the school had been detained as the suspect and appeared to have been acting alone. Russian media report the gun he used had been registered in his name. President Vladimir Putin expressed his condolences to the relatives of the victims and ordered his government to tighten the country's already strict gun laws even more. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, stocks are all lower. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 240 points. The Nasdaq is down 86 points. This is NPR. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there'll be a vote tomorrow on whether House Republicans will keep Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney in her leadership position. She's third in House GOP authority. But Cheney has faced tremendous pressure to quit. Cheney blames former President Donald Trump over his role in the deadly Capitol insurrection, and she rejects his lies that the election was stolen. Closing arguments are set for today in Massachusetts in the federal corruption trial of former Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa. From member station GBH in Boston, Marilyn Scherer reports.
Correa has pleaded not guilty to charges that he stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from investors in his smartphone app and shook down marijuana vendors looking to do business in the city, all to support a lavish lifestyle. In closing arguments, Assistant U.S. Attorney Zachary Hafer said the evidence of lying, cheating, and stealing was overwhelming, and that Correa would say anything to get what he wanted. Defense Attorney Kevin Reddington told jurors there was a conga line of cooperating witnesses who got plea deals and cast doubt on their testimony. Jurors heard testimony from 36 witnesses over 9 days, but Correa did not take the stand. For NPR News, I'm Marilyn Scherer in Boston.
NBA player Russell Westbrook has set a pro basketball record. He has completed 182 triple-doubles. A triple-double occurs when a player does 3 things in one game, scores at least 10 points, grabs at least 10 rebounds, and makes at least 10 assists. Westbrook has now surpassed the record set by Oscar Robertson. This is NPR.